Well, good morning, and welcome to our Sunday school time this morning. Thank you, Brian, for the songs. Psalms 20, verses 5 through 9 read, "We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions." Now I know that the Lord has saved his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heavens with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save the Lord, let kings hear us when we call. The United States is considered a world power. Some of it's because of our financial influence, and some of it's because of our military clout. And a lot of it has to do with our nuclear weapon arsenal. Estimated, now this is, again, estimated, depends what account you read. But most estimations give that firepower definitely enough to bring all our rogue and unfriendly nations to their knees, but probably some of the friendly ones as well. Our commander-in-chief, or our president, which is currently Barack Obama, and that just became a scary thought, has the power to tell his treasury secretary to raise and lower prime interest rates, which will send stock markets around the world either shooting up or tumbling down. He also has the power to unleash a military strike. Estimations have it $19 million was spent by two candidates in the Florida primary alone. Just in the Florida primary. Again, these are estimations. It depends what you count. But campaign dollars are going to easily exceed $100 million per party just for the presidency alone before the next election, with hopes for the one party to gain power and control of the White House. Got a story to share with you. A true story, fictitious name. Mohammed was a Pakistani Christian. Every evening after dark, he would cross the border into Afghanistan and have a Bible study with some of his fellow Afghan Christians. One evening, he loaded his car trunk with Bibles, crossed the border into Afghanistan with plans to deliver them to Kabul. As he neared Kabul, it was around midnight, his car suddenly stopped. As he coasted to the side of the road, fear gripped him because he knew if he was found by the Afghan officials, he would most likely be executed, at least be thrown into prison. As he sat in the darkness contemplating his next move, there was a knock on his window. Outside his car stood a Muslim man. As he rolled down the window, the man said, "Where are the books?" Muhammad said, "Excuse me?" The man said, "Where are the books?" He said, "As I was sleeping, I had a vision that there would be a car parked outside of town with books that would save me and my family. Where are the books?" Muhammad climbed out, opened his car trunk, showed the man the Bibles, and since there was more than the man could carry, he pulled out his cell phone, called a taxi. A taxi came. They loaded the Bibles in a taxi, and the man in the taxi left. Muhammad climbed back in his car, hit the ignition, the car started, and he crossed safely back into Pakistan before daylight. That's the power of the gospel this morning. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for your power. We thank you for the power of the gospel. God, we know that many people spend their life obtaining power in other ways. A lot of money is spent, a lot of time. But God, we're so grateful we have the true power in you. God, we just want to lift the Sunday school time to you. God, each one of the teachers, we pray your blessing on them, blessing on the students. God, we lift up Norman to you as he brings a message also. Father, that through him, we can come with a better understanding of what you want from us. Father, again, lift the day to you. We just pray, God, blessing and safety on all of us. In your name we pray, amen.